This is once again another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Grinn, the third host of this other K-State podcast, the KC Metro area here, all things K-State sports coming to you on this Monday night, unexpectedly, I should probably say. Here, it is March 3rd, 2025. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this episode. K-State women's basketball. I'm going to go straight on into it here. And then, of course, Big 12 tournament this week right here in Kansas City, Missouri. And the way that K-State has fallen, this woman's basketball team is beyond me. And I know the refs did not help. And there were a lot of screaming on K-State Twitter about these damn refs, and rightfully so, right? But man, what a missed opportunity, like I tweeted out yesterday, for K-State. K-State was, despite all the refs in the first half, they're right there, and then get run out of the building in the second half. A disappointing ending to the regular season as K-State loses to Iowa State 85-63. This was less than a 5-point game at halftime, and I don't know, the wheels just came off. I know, again, the refs were a big story in this game, but bigger story, what's happened once again to this women's basketball team. It started out, this has been the last 2 years, obviously. And look, we had an opportunity to host, well, the ladies' basketball team had a host opportunity, and it was awesome to see them host the first couple rounds of the NCAA tournament last year, right after a second half collapse. We do know these two things now. Another second half collapse late, as you had a chance to win the conference, and I said it, and I'm gonna say it pretty much like I said a football team, you had an opportunity, they had an opportunity to go all the team, you didn't do it, it's a failure. And same's going to apply right here to the K-State women's basketball team. Yes, I know Yoki. I get it. Yoki Lee, that's a whole other story there in itself. And unfortunately, that had to happen there for her, as they're going to need it for a tournament, NCAA tournament. They're not going to have it for the Big 12 tournament. So I don't know how far or if K-State women's basketball is going to get even past the first. Well, actually, they should, because they're playing, what, they, BYU, the winner of BYU and UCF, I think I saw in that bracket. We'll get to that bracket tomorrow. I'll get to that bracket tomorrow, but I don't have the time tonight to do all that. I will talk to Alex, and maybe we'll talk about it on the other show, bonus content, Pro Project Podcast, bonus content, Podbean app, download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, but this is the second year in a row. And this, you were right there. You had everything laid out. You had a tiebreaker of TCU, Baylor, right? And then you lose. Oh, man. You lose the way that you did there. I don't know how many losses here. If I can pull up. Let me pull up the schedule here real quick here on the podcast here. You lose three of the last four. After you had everything right there in front of you, you already beat TCU at home, so you had a chance to beat Baylor, didn't do it, obviously. And then you coming in this tournament losing two in a row. Yeah, it has to be disappointing. I mean, again, I've talked about this core group of ladies throughout the season. I even brought up with David Gasson there. Not the core part, but the person, right? Staying out of college 4 years or more than that. You're not going to get, you'd be lucky to get a group, keep a core for 2 years in this day and age. And I'm sorry, I know the game doesn't mean much now. I'm not going to talk about the game for instance, because looking at how you finish, losing to West Virginia on the road, unfortunately, you know, Big 12 schedule makers couldn't catch you a break there on that one. You had to turn around quick, make a quick turnaround from home to get on the road to playing West Virginia. They stifled you there, right? But you had momentum after you drilled KU, right? Baylor, you had them at home. You had an opportunity. There, you missed out on that. And then you go on the road and, again, you lose out on that. So, all of a sudden, you don't even get a double bye. You get it one bye, but you don't get the double bye. So, that's a missed opportunity there in itself. And I said on the David Kassan episode, on the men's postcast, that... I mean, the times, I'll be lucky if K-State somehow steps up a couple of notches and gets to, again, I don't have the bracket pulled up, a semifinal, something like that during the weekend or something. I might go to that, but I ain't gonna be able to go to no games. I'm at work. And so, more than not, if you get past the winner, because I do remember seeing that UCF beat BYU. K-State's got to wait the winner of that. If you get past one of those teams, you got to go up against West Virginia, a team that stifled you a couple weeks ago. So I don't know. My confident. I am disappointed. And again, I'll pull up a tweet here from Jeff Mitty. Post-game comment from Jeff Mitty here, maybe shortly, but man, it just stifles you, man. You're right there. Tamir Poindexter had a good first half in this game. Now I can't get it. I'm going after I pulled out of it. There I go. Let me go to the box score here. Bad podcasting here. All right, so yeah, you're right there in the thick of it, and then you get run out of the building. A dominant third quarter by Iowa State, and it was all Iowa State in that second half there as K-State had no answer for these damn refs, or had no answer for Hilton Magic. Tamir Poindexter led the way for the Cats in this one, 17 points, had a big first half, only 5 of 15 from the field, 4 of 12 from downtown. Serena Sundell had 11 in this game, and that was it. And if K-State's going to make a run in the Big 12 tourney, I'm not talking about NCAA tournament right now. I'm talking about Big 12 tournament. You have got to get more from other players. I have said this for the last several episodes on this damn podcast here. You have to get more. I'm feeling like I'm repeating myself, whether it's a men's team or a women's basketball team. You have to get more from your core players. Jalen Glenn, Walker, you got to have more than that. Sides, she had 7 off the bench. Imani Lester knocked down some shots in this basketball game, but you got to have more than that. It's winning 33% shooting from the field. That is not going to cut it either for the Cats there. 25% shooting from downtown. And I talked about this. The kryptonite for the K-State women's basketball team, not making threes and turning the basketball over. And we saw that again here in this basketball game. So I don't know what gives. It's disappointing. It's disappointing. The seed is finished here, and you got to turn around, come up to KC. We'll see what the response is for this team. And a missed opportunity for a double bye. Not only that, yeah, your chances to get the host, they're probably out the window as well, unless you go on a run to make it somehow to maybe a semifinal, definitely a final for sure. But you missed an opportunity there, so... That sucks. This sucks. For one, there you had an opportunity 2 weeks ago to right. that just burning, you know, something, right? But yeah, you got to make a quick turnaround, and this team plays Thursday against, like I said, the winner of UCF and BYU. Sorry, I'm kind of all over the place here. Kind of checking out some other things going on here. Not this loss with Iowa State, as K-State gets run out of the building in the second half against Iowa State yesterday afternoon by the count of 85-63. Regular season finale for K-State women's basketball. Eddie Greer, the third, Pro Watcher podcast. Iowa State, they've been up and down all year. But like I said, this was not a gimme. Because K-State, they're a different team on the road. And that's saying, that's another thing that meant that these teams, these K-State basketball teams, have in common, with the exception of K-State women's basketball team, they're going to go to the NCAA tournament no matter the result. The men are going to have to wait another year. And there are going to be a lot of questions to be answered. The men and the women, they're going to have some questions to be answered here. I thought they're well-equipped. Now, I'll be first to say it. I'll confess. I thought they'd be able to handle it. No Yuki. You have the download players to get it done. And I continue to back the ladies. And right now, they're just not getting it done. They're not getting it done. And we'll find out. K-State, fifth seed. You miss out on a double bye. That's going to be costly. There, no Aoka Lee. And I don't know. This team is just a little bit different on without Aoka Lee. So we're just gonna have to see how all this shakes out. Sorry, I'm kind of all over the place tonight. But yeah, so K-State ends the regular season 25-6, still a solid record, but this should have been more. You missed an opportunity to win. You were picked number one to win the Big 12, and you were set up right there. It was right there in front of you. You just no excuses. You had it right there in the bank, right there. I'm not going to say in the bag. You had it in the bank right there, laid out. Beat Baylor. Maybe have a chance to beat, and maybe get some help from a loss at TCU. Probably not. But let me see here. At the standings here, yeah, it didn't matter because TCU regular season champions, they're the number one seed there. Yeah, West Virginia, why is K-State has fifth seed? Because of the tiebreaker head to head. West Virginia beat K-State, so that's costly there. So, but either way, it looks like I'm not trying to jinx anything here, but either way though. You probably had to go through West Virginia anyway. So, missed out on double bye there. So, we'll see what this team... We're going to find out this team what's all about here this postseason. That is for sure. Given the fact that you had it right there in front of you. The road was right there in front of you. And just missed opportunity. And you had a chance to capitalize. And you didn't do it. There as well. So, I don't know. I just don't know. And, of course, yep. Confirmed it. BYU UCF. So you got to play the early game. Damn. So, top of that, you got to play the early games, which I can't go to anyway. 11 o'clock at the T-Mobile Center, Kansas City. We'll have immediate postcast after it. The Big 12 tournament goes down. It all starts with K-State. They get the bye, but missed opportunity for a double bye. Now they await the winner of BYU UCF. All those records go out the window now. You gotta show what you're made of now, K-State women's basketball team. Gotta show up. Gotta show what it is. And I don't even see any quotes up here anyway. So, 11 a.m. Woo! You better be ready to play. That's all I gotta say. Y'all better be ready to play this game. Wake up early in the morning. You know what I'm talking about. So, winner takes on K-State. Your Cats, your Lady Cats, missed opportunity in the regular season. And now you're the fifth seed of the Big 12 tournament. We'll see what happens in Kansas City up here. So we'll find out for sure. Let me see here. The Phillips 66 bitch. We'll go through the rest of the bracket on a separate episode tomorrow when I record it. And we'll see if Alex can come on as well on the bonus channel and give his insights on it as well. So next time you'll see the... K-State Nation, if y'all up here in KC, y'all go support your women's team. They're going to need y'all help. I can't get there, but you guys can, because I'm going to be at work, unfortunately, with the way that this shook out late in the season with K-State loose stumbling once again in the back end of the season. Well, not really the back end, but the last four games of the season, right? So, losing three or four, and now you got to turn around and wake the winner BYU UCF there, which you have beat in the regular season there. But again, no guarantees. You know how these postseason game basketball games go there as well. But yeah, a stinger to the regular season for the Lady Cats there, losing and getting blown out in the second half, 85-63, and now got to find the answers as K-State now look to make some noise here up here in KC, Mo, in the Big 12, Phillips 66 Big 12 Tournament. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up for right now on this edition of the podcast here. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Again, like, subscribe, get it. Part of K-State Family Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all next episode.